Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Lost and Found. Luke chapter 15, verse 32. It was right for us to make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and has been found. Jesus gave many parables in his ministry. Very seldom did he preach a sermon or share a truth without using a story or a parable. One of my favorite is the parable of the prodigal son or the lost son. We recall as Jesus told about a young man who was so full of himself that he asked his father for the inheritance before his father was even dead. And in this particular story, the father honored the request of the son and gave him his money. The son left and went into a far country. We have no idea how far that country was, but he was away from home. He was away from contact with anything of his former life. And we could only presume that he was kicking up his heels and living a life that was so far removed from that which he had been raised to hold dear that it was impossible to even imagine what he had been like. But then money ran out and a drought came, and things began to dry up and friends began to slip away, and suddenly this prodigal son, this lost son, found himself feeding pigs in a field far from home. And as he was feeding the pigs the husks that they would gain some nourishment from, he found himself eating the very same food that the pigs were eating. And it suddenly dawned on him that things were so much better back home than he was faced with now, that his rational thinking returned, and he realized, my father's servants are far better off than I am out here in this country. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to humble myself before my father. I'm going to request not to be his son once again, because I've forfeited that. I'm going to ask if I can be hired as one of his servants. And so he designed a message that he was going to give to his father, and he left and he went home. But he didn't get to the house. His father had been watching for him for years and years, perhaps, for a long time anyway. And his father saw him on the road coming back to the house. He didn't wait for the son to return. He ran and he threw his arms around his son. The son started to give his message, but the father didn't even allow him to continue. He was so full of love for his son that was returning that he yelled to his servants to bring a robe and a ring and sandals for his feet. And he rejoiced because his son, which was lost, had been found. I like to watch programs of game wardens in various states, and from time to time, the game wardens in a particular area will be searching for someone who has been lost. And there is always rejoicing when the report comes over the speakers or the various means of communication, whether it's a cell phone or some type of other device, that the lost has been found, and there's rejoicing, and people are happy. You know, it's that way as a lost sinner comes to the Lord. There's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that has been found. I love the lost and found because we all are lost and we all have to be found. And Jesus so richly offers a safe haven for those who have been lost to come and be found and be secure. And there's rejoicing. There was rejoicing in this parable that Jesus told. The fatted calf was slain. There was a party going on. Music was being played. There was rejoicing. The sad thing was that the son who had not gone into the far country was as far away from home as his brother who had gone into a far country. You see, it was a state of his heart that was far away. His body, his presence was there with his father, but his heart was far away. It doesn't matter if we are in the church, whether we are surrounded by friends and family who know the Lord, or our hearts can be far away from the Lord. But Jesus comes that the lost may be found. Don't ever count anyone out. The one that is farthest from the Lord can be eagerly received back. Be prepared to rejoice over one who comes back to the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you came into this world to die for sinners that do not deserve to receive eternal life, but they are so desperate to receive it. They need it so badly. Might we recognize that those who are around us, who seem so unworthy of the kingdom of God, are the very ones that you came to seek and to save. I pray that we might have more and more empathy for those that seem so bitter, so hurtful, so spiteful, that the love of Jesus might soften their hard heart and make them worthy to be brothers and sisters in the Lord. Open our eyes to see the lost as you see the lost. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or PastorCecil.com.